Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll take a brief look at the milk collection in Belgium for July, we'll speak about the liquid markets, and we'll check out the trades that we've done for butter yesterday. Today is the 20th of September. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. Yesterday was a typical Monday with a lot of talk in the morning and a little bit more action at the afternoon. We have brokered a good 250 metric tons of butter for Q4, but we have had no trades on cheese and powders. But looking at the market in general, it seems that everyone is still looking for more information. We did get the latest data of Belgium milk collection for July, coming in a lot stronger compared to the year before. The milk intake looks to be more than 4% higher compared to the year before. Fat content is a bit lower, but still well ahead of last year. The market for dairy liquid still seems to be keeping firm. We hear spot milk is trading above 70 cents per liter and cream prices are creeping up. We hear prices between 87.50 and 88.50. Strange enough, the demand for liquids cannot be found in the commodity trade. Buyers are hard to find for September and Q4. Today we will see the GDT trade, which usually means a quiet day for us. Looking at the NZX SGX futures, the market seems to expect a continuation of the bullish sentiment 2 weeks ago. But talking to our trading partners, they seem to be a bit less optimistic. Skim milk powder may trade higher, but there is skepticism about the whole milk powder and the butter prices. The butter market yesterday was quite active. We've traded a little over 250 metric tons of Irish butter. The price traded between 68.30 Ex Works Ireland and 69.85 delivered to the customer. The aggressive offers from Ireland seem to be gone again, and buyers around 6700, 6750 are plenty around. It confirms our feeling that there is a bottom in the market that will not fall out under it soon. Looking at the cream prices, they seem to suggest that there is more movement up for butter prices. The cream price close to 87.50, 88.50 makes butter production only interesting when block prices would hit 7,300 euros. But at these prices, demand is very hard to find. We did not hear any trades on EEX butter prices, and in the US, the market is showing some mixed signals as well. We start today with the following. We have an offer for 4 trucks of frozen lactic butter from Ireland delivered to the Netherlands at 7050. We have an offer for 2 trucks of fresh sweet cream butter from Blackpool at 69.50 Ex Works Poland. And we have an offer for 2 trucks of Irish sweet cream butter frozen for September collection at a price of 69.25. We finish with an offer for 3 trucks of Arla Danish butter for October collection at 7.05 Ex Works Denmark. We did not trade any cheese yesterday, although we hear prices directly booked at the producers are climbing up. We understand traders are confirming prices at 50-50 Ex Works and additional volume traders need to pay 5,400 euros. We did not hear any end users confirming these prices, but we do hear that prices at 50-50 are getting confirmed on the delivered basis. In the who will blink first contest, it seems that the producers are winning round 1. But looking at the mozzarella market, it seems the prices are keeping a bit more steady. We see selling interest for mozzarella between 5 and 5.05 for the weeks to come. Buying interest is still somewhere between 4,800 and 4,850. We have a bid for 3 trucks of Gouda for German Dutch origin in October loading at 5,200 euros. And we have a bid for Gouda for still September loading at a price of 5,150. The powder market yesterday showed no interest to buy or sell anything. Most traders seem to keep an open eye on the GDT for today. With futures pointing up, some might expect to see a little bit more action on the market. Looking at the EEX futures, we see some trades for Q1 at a price of 37.70, and CME prices for Q1 are also still firming up. But just like the physical market, the focus is still aimed at Q1 and not Q4. We still see that there is plenty of offered volumes, but most traders and suppliers don't want to sell anything below the price made on EEX. But buying interest, however, still lies somewhere between 35 and 3600 euros. We start the day with the following offer. We still have the offer for 100 metric tons of skim milk powder, German origin, medium heat, September collection at a price of 36.50. And we have an offer for 100 metric tons of Sodarac powder, medium heat, November collection at a price of 37.75. Okay, and that was it again. Thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. Once again, we would like to apologize for our voice and our runny nose, but we would still like to inform you about the dairy markets. If you have any updates or any remarks, please send them to wouter@getfairdairy.nl. And otherwise, we wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.